Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code Regular Joe to get your 10% discount today.
Welcome back, Joe Giganti, Regular Joe here. I was just, you know, I was going to move on to another topic here, but I will just share. For the sake of it, so I was just telling Charlie about one of my many misadventures with the IRS. And did I ever mention I despise the income tax? I don't know if I've posited that to you. Now, back in the days of Lois Lerner, this is important, a time frame. So at one point, my company that I had back in Washington was a consulting company. We did production work, we did crisis communications, we did public relations. I was doing some of those. I did 2 government contracts in my entire career. They were both for the same person. It was the Office of Special Counsel, not one that they appointed for a particular thing. There is a standing office called the Office of Special Counsel, 5-year term. The guy that was in that position at the time was a stalwart conservative who was doing his job, and because of it, was under attack by the radical left. And I had agreed to do some production work and then some consulting work for him at the time to try to help him out with some of the needs. It was completely above board, nothing unusual. But it ended with, because they really did not care for his conservative view of the world and the Constitution, they went after this man with a vengeance. It culminated in a grand jury investigation of which I was called as a witness because I had been doing contract work for him. And as a result, when the FBI came calling, at this point I was already in Wisconsin, I had to turn over all of my records and all of my computers from the company I had had, so they could go through it all to find out exactly what I told them, which is I had done nothing wrong. I had fulfilled my contracts, whatever. I mean, and in the end, by the way, again, I did everything right. But the FBI never returned my property. They never returned the computers or my paperwork. So as I was explaining, I had to recreate 3 years' worth of business work, invoices and payments and everything else, contacting old clients and all this kind of thing, so I could file those taxes for those years, in which I was owed a refund for all 3 of the years. I filed them, and then some months later, I received notice that the IRS had shut down my personal banking accounts for lack of filing my taxes, the very taxes that I'd already filed. And I had proof, by the way, that I'd filed them. I had to go to the IRS office, present that proof, so they would unlock my personal funds, and you know, I could go on living life. And when that all was done, because again, I'd filed the taxes, I had the return receipts from back then, we mailed them and required a signature so we could prove that we sent them. Good thing, because we had it all. They owed me for 3 years. I received 1 year worth of a refund. When I inquired why, they said, well, the timeline had gone by where they had to pay those refunds because of the delay, all caused by the FBI and the investigation, and I'd filed them late, that they didn't have to pay them. And after 3 years, they don't have to pay you your refund. Now, after 3 years, if you owe the taxes, by the way, they can still collect. There is no statute of limitations on when you owe. And as I was explaining, Charlie was becoming outraged on my behalf as I explained what I went through. Now, this all happened at the time, by the way, when Lois Lerner was one of the key figures in the Obama administration, and I was running a local Tea Party group that was vetting candidates in the Wisconsin area and making noise about taking back our government. I'm sure it is completely coincidental that they claimed I hadn't filed my taxes at that time and tried to literally seize my personal assets to stop me from being able to take care of myself and my children at the time. It was a complete coincidence that it happened in that period of time. And I'm sure that it had nothing to do with the fact that they actually refused to refund me 2 out of the 3 years that I was owed. Remember, he said those payments, money of mine they took that they didn't deserve to ever have. So in case you're ever wondering why I hate the income tax and the entire taxation system in our country, it's because firsthand, I have been on the receiving end of this wonderful, fair system that takes such good care of American citizens. So I just shared it again. It's not just preaching, ladies and gentlemen. I've lived it all. I've done these things. It's never pleasant. But then again, they still haven't been able to silence the voice because you know why? Truth is mighty and it will prevail.
The Regular Joe Show.